It's coming up for 5:30 p.m. on day three. I'm about 5 kilometres north of the centre of Brisbane, heading out of town, enjoying the delights of peak hour traffic. In fact, I've been enjoying the delights of peak hour traffic for the last, seems like 3 hours since I entered Brisbane's southern suburbs. I have to say, I'm not all that impressed with the Brisbane drivers. I've been nearly knocked off twice at roundabouts today, when I clearly had the right of way. It was on the roundabout in the middle, all in yellow, and people just pulled out in front of me as though I wasn't there. And then people repeatedly cutting me off, you know, almost to teach me a lesson for being there, and a few times people turning left in front of me, racing to turn left in front of me, so I've had to hit the brakes and turn left not to run into them. So I've just about had my fill of Brisbane traffic. It doesn't look like I'm going to get to my target for the day, which was Caboolture. But I will get into Brisbane's northern suburbs, which is better than nothing. Leave me about 30 kilometres short. It's a bit disappointing, but on the other hand, it's been a tough day. I lost time at the bike shop, lost time earlier in the day starting, and then I'm sure I've lost an hour or more in this traffic as I head out of town. I'm just pausing here because there's roadworks here. I'm not sure whether I'm actually driving onto a freeway. I haven't seen any signs, I don't think, but hopefully I'm not. I'm not allowed to ride on freeways in Brisbane. And how easy it would be riding through Brisbane if you were, because without them, it just goes forever. It says something about the Queensland authorities that when they built the freeway between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, probably the two largest urban populations in Brisbane, about 80 kilometres apart, they just used some of the old road for the freeway and didn't bother replacing it. So what's happened is that there's nowhere for bikes to go. You're not allowed on the freeway, so they've sort of marked a bike trail just with these little V1 signs everywhere, but it winds around, it goes up on a footpath, it double tracks, it goes under bridges. It's quite hard to follow, and I did actually lose it a couple of times today, which was very frustrating, because I could ill afford to lose the time. Anyway, backtracking to the... I am a Queenslander by birth, so I don't want to be too critical of the Queensland authorities. And actually, just before I rode over the Story Bridge, which is the landmark bridge in Brisbane, just north of the city, I passed Kangaroo Point Hospital, which, if memory serves me correctly, not my memory, but the memory of what I think my father's told me, that's where I was born 58 years ago, nearly 59. Anyway, after my last podcast, I found the Mike's Bikes in Miami. Got there soon after 9 o'clock, and as I walked in the door, a tall guy with a motorcycle helmet walked in the door, and he just pretty much took my bike off me and started working on it. Turned out he was the owner of the store, even though there were 3 or 4 other people there, so that was very kind of him. he looked at the problem, diagnosed as a worn bearing in the rear hub. Had probably caused damage inside the hub, and although they found a replacement bearing, a new one, it still wasn't, there's still a little bit of movement in the hub, which made me a bit uncomfortable. Now, one of the bike mechanics said he thought it was a satisfactory replacement, and I quizzed him about whether he'd like to ride around Australia on it, and he said yeah, he thought that would be okay. However, Mike didn't really say much at all, and in the end I decided that I didn't want a makeshift solution. I've never been big on makeshift solutions. They seem cheap and a good idea at the time, but in the long run you probably pay. So I said, okay, how much for a replacement wheel? The best set for my bike, of course, was two wheels. And they didn't want to break them because they can't sell them as singles usually. They called the factory to see if they could get a single wheel. Excuse me, I'm puffing, I've just ridden up a hill. But the factory couldn't supply them with another wheel, so in the end I broke the deadlock by saying, okay, I'll take both wheels, I'll ship one back home. At the moment I've got a dyno hub built into my front wheel. I can use this bike without the dyno hub if I've got another wheel I can throw on. So $450 later, they fixed the bike. Mike gave it a good thorough going over. He seems to have repaired the problems I was having with the derailleurs before I got to the bike shop as well, and the bike seems to be running well. And although I couldn't say for sure, it seems to me like I'm running a bit faster by a couple of kilometres an hour. Definitely been riding faster this afternoon, when I can ride, you know, barring traffic jams and traffic lights. So I'm hoping that's the case. So I feel a lot more confident about the bike. The trip from Gold Coast was, as I say, pretty messy. Not much to describe, just industrial lots, new industrial estates, shopping centres, new housing estates, and then Brisbane's quite hilly as well, so a few little hills to get up and down on the way in. In the next 5k I get to a suburb called Aspley, where my research tells me there's a few motels, so I'm going to try and find one that's just near a general store or somewhere I can buy some dinner, stay there for the night. I'm going to be in bed by 8 o'clock, get 4 hours sleep, be up at 12, and then try and do a big day tomorrow and get back the 30 or 40 kilometres I'll have lost today. Maybe a big ask. I think it means it's a 350 or 360 kilometre day. But on the other hand, if the winds are favourable, I don't have to negotiate any towns of any size. So I should have a fairly good run, and if the bike's running smoothly, then there's a chance I can do it. I won't finish early, but I should be finished by this time tomorrow night, and I'll have caught up. And that's definitely what I'd like to do, get back exactly on schedule. That's it for now.